Indianola Girls State Cross Country qualifiers who are?
Rachel Englehart,
Kira Fonseca,
Bailey Blake,
Joey Whirling,
Emily Naughton,
Ashley Rockhold,
Haley Seifrig,
Katie O'Neill.
All right, well, Katie, you went last, so you get to go first this time. What was it like when you saw that the team placed second and got to go to Fort Dodge?
I didn't really know what to think at first, but when it set in, it was cool.
All right.
I was just really excited for us all as a team, and it was just a happy moment.
All right, well, you had this goal at the beginning of the season, making your way back to Fort Dodge. Kind of talk about your reactions when you knew that you were going to have another chance to compete at the state's highest level.
Yeah, I was very emotional, I'd say. I really wanted to go back, not just by myself, but with my team.
All right, well, Emily, very great start to the season, I would say. Talk about your expectations coming in and knowing that you've made it here.
Well, I definitely wanted to make sure that it wasn't just me and Joey who qualified. I wanted to make sure that the seniors definitely ended on a good note, and it was just awesome knowing that we made it to state.
All right, same question. What was it like making it to state?
I just really was really excited and pumped because it was my goal from the beginning of the year to get the team there.
Well, Bailey, that's kind of what mirrored what you said earlier in the season was this was for the seniors, but also for a lot of the underclassmen on the squad. What was it like making it there?
Well, it's actually my first trip as a senior, and so we just worked really hard, and it was just awesome that we all came together and ran a really good race at Marshalltown, and that we could beat some of like the top teams that were ranked in the state at our district, and so it was just awesome to see the results.
Awesome. Same question. What was it like to make it to Fort Dodge?
Well, it was a very exciting experience. We all jumped up and down, and I, for one, was very excited and happy about it.
All right. For me, I think it was just pretty amazing to see these past few months, all the work coming together to this one moment, just finding out, like, the moment that we trained for is finally coming true.
All right, well, let's talk about goals. What do we want to see this Saturday at Fort Dodge?
This Saturday, I think I just want to see, like, the same energy, just working together as a team, no matter how we do or what we place. We just go there as a team and we finish as a team.
Yeah, I kind of disagree on that. Like, I really liked the energy and kind of, like, how everyone kind of brought it to the qualifying, and that I hope that we can bring it again to state because it was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it.
All right, this is going to be the last run or race that you run in for high school. What do you want to see?
We're really hoping for a top 10 finish. So, yeah, that'd be super cool.
All right, same question. What do you want to see this Saturday?
I just want to see everyone work together really well and finish as a team.
All right, and for the freshmen, what do you want to see?
I just want to see us getting together as a team from the beginning and ending it well for everyone.
All right, and for a feature again performance here at Fort Dodge, what are your goals compared to last year and now this year?
Well, now that I'm with the team, we would, like Bailey said, like to have a top 10 finish, but overall I just want us to have a great time.
All right.
I hope that we can all see improvement and just know that we worked really hard to get where we are.
I'm hoping that we make the top 10, and I'm really excited for like the energy of our team.